Imagine flipping through paintings at a flea market and finding an undiscovered masterpiece. That's kind of what happened to oboist Albrecht Meyer when he was perusing online catalogs from European libraries, looking through 200-year-old oboe music.
The first hit I had was a newly found concerto from Wolfgang Amadeus Mozart. So it said, Concerto del Signore Mozart. And I was really caught by this fact. I thought, I'm going to be a part of the musical history.
So he rushed to Poland to get his hands on that score.
I opened the first page and it was so beautifully drawn and colored, and it was really like a masterpiece. And then I opened the second page to see the start of the score. And suddenly I realized, oh, it might not be a masterwork. It might not even be Mozart. And 30 seconds later, I discovered it might not be interesting for me.
A crushing blow for most, but for Albrecht Meyer, the beginning of a fantastic journey. Because in that same library, he uncovered piles and piles of 18th and 19th century music for the oboe, real masterworks, but written by long-forgotten composers, names like Hofmeister, Lebrun, Fiala, Kojelu. Albrecht Meyer took those manuscripts, blew off the dust, and breathed in new life for an album called Lost and Found. The composers on this album may be unknowns to us now, but not in their day.
They have been maybe as well known as all the others in this time, but we just forgot about them.
Why did their contemporaries, some of their contemporaries, become famous and immortal, and these four are now mostly forgotten?
I don't know how you can put it, but some have the luck and some are that good. But to be very honest, out of the perspective of a musician, that good includes very, very few composers, like Johann Sebastian Bach, like Wolfgang Amadeus Mozart, and like Ludwig van Beethoven. These are the three undisputed winners of all time. And all the rest of the good and wonderful and very nice and mediocre composers, they are kind of victims of musical history. Some of them are rediscovered and some still sleep somewhere in their little graves.
Well, let's talk about this music and a less famous Ludwig Lebrun. and he sounds, to Meyer's, a little bit ahead of his time. He almost sounds kind of like a romantic composer.
Very, very good. He lived exactly in the same time like Wolfgang Amadeus Mozart, and they knew each other, they have been friends, and I think this concerto points into the future, and there's this early romantic, and I think if you listen to the late Mozart pieces, they do the same.
The moodier and kind of stuff.
Absolutely. But it was written exactly in the same time like the Mozart Oboe Concerto, 1777.
Tell us about Joseph Fiala, the composer. He was literally a Bohemian.
He was a Bohemian, yes, exactly.
From Bohemia.
He was a friend of Wolfgang Amadeus Mozart. He was working in Salzburg in the famous Hofkapelle, so in the best orchestra there. He was a cello player and an oboe player and a composer. This is a very funny combination. And this concerto is very demanding, so he must have been very good. Thank you.
So you've spent a lot of time doing this research. I have to imagine there are probably more than just these four composers that you've discovered and
oh, many people like Pokorny and von Schacht and many anonymous. So I've discovered altogether 130 concertos which have never been edited. And then my biggest problem was, how would I choose the best ones? So, of course, very often I could see the score, I could hear the score within my inner ear. But very often you have either the score or the parts. And of course, if you see the parts, like five different string parts, and then the winds and the timpani and so on. And so I had to take these music parts home with me to my orchestra and then play it with them to have an idea about the music.
That's Albrecht Maier. His new album, A Forgotten Oboe Concerti, is called Lost and Found. Albrecht Maier, it was such a pleasure speaking with you. Thank you.
Thank you so much for having me.